Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and all of our free podcasts. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. Also follow the Twitter account for BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC. At BetMUFC, I will be a lot more active on that during the summer as Manchester United are continuously linked to every single player with a pulse. And finally, follow the Twitter account for lockbetting.com. It's at lockbetting.com. That's at lockbetting.com. So lockbetting.com without the dot, at lockbetting.com. That is my premium pay service that has delivered 107 months in a row of transparent track profit. And we have started this month so ridiculously, we are almost guaranteed to deliver month number 108. And when we do, we'll be able to say we haven't had a single losing month in sports betting for 9 years. We are coming off a 14-2 soccer run for the last 2 days that we've bet soccer, which included landing a future in the Italian Cup, which included landing a +250 prop in the Tottenham game, and which included landing the EPL lock in midweek as Tottenham cashed as a +225 favourite on the money line to beat Arsenal. So we are on fire this month over at lockbetting.com. If you've missed out, don't miss out anymore. You still have half the month to get your content in. Normally, I'd say don't sign up halfway through the month because Patreon will bill you for the entire month anyway. But we have so much left. It's like getting a full month with the tennis action, the NBA playoffs, the combat sports, the end of the domestic soccer season. And of course, we have the Europa League, the Europa Conference League and the Champions League as well, all happening this month. So I would still recommend signing up. We are just making money constantly in every single sport. NBA, NHL, tennis, soccer, the lot, big UFC card last weekend. We cashed with it. So if you want to make that money, head over to lockbetting.com. If you want to do your research, the pinned tweet at the lockbetting.com Twitter account, once again, is at lockbetting.com. It will be the pinned tweet from the previous month of April. If that's not enough, if you want to see all the previous months, go to the bottom of that spreadsheet. You'll see little tags. They say things like football, tennis, NBA, etc. One of them says P&L. By clicking P&L, you'll be able to see all of the other previous P&Ls. Underneath the P&Ls, there are likes, there are members' comments verifying the fact that they have made that money. Also, look at the plays. Make sure that the type of plays that you can do. We aren't giving as much NBA props during the playoffs, so it really shouldn't be a problem as long as you can get those soccer bets. Don't worry too much about the WWE. If you do miss two or three bets, it doesn't really matter on this service. We make such a clear, definitive profit every single month that it won't matter too much if you can't get on every play. I do recommend getting on every play. I definitely don't recommend missing days because obviously we can have bad patches and then sometimes we have bounce back days. We have been guilty in the last few months, in particular, of having a Black Saturday, something that I'm very, very keen to avoid, which has stopped us from having monster months of 20 to 25 units. Now, I understand 20 to 25 units. Some people may be listening to that and thinking, oh, that's not a lot, but that's because you're following idiots on gambling Twitter that give out five-star plays or 10-unit maxes or 20-unit whales. I'm making a legitimate 15 to 25 units with sensible staking that everybody can afford. I'm talking $50 bets and $100 bets. I'm not talking about any whales or maxes or 20 unit plays, nothing ridiculous like that. I'm doing this with real money and real stakes. Have a look at the spreadsheets. This is all very sensible and managed properly. This is a legitimate service that really has delivered profit every single month for the last 9 years. So if you want to get involved, head over to lockbetting.com. Moving on with this weekend's Serie A fixtures, we want to get very quickly through this Saturday because it's not really too significant unless you're heavily invested in a relegation race, and we want to get to this top two. Milan and Inter continue to fight it out. Milan continue to win, even from behind last week, keeping their lead at the top. And each week they continue to win, there are less and less games. And that makes Milan the stronger favourite. They are now the 1-2, minus 200 favourites. This is as short as they've been for the entire season to win the league. With Inter Milan out at 6-4, that's the best price that you've had on Inter Milan to win the league since the fourth week of the season. So a very good price if you still fancy Inter. If you still think there is a banana skin out there for AC Milan. If you look at the fixtures remaining here in Serie A, this week, Atalanta travel to AC Milan. Now, if this was the old Atalanta, the Atalanta of last season, the Atalanta who were competing for a Champions League position and were supposed to compete for the title this year, you would be very, very worried as a Milan supporter and as an Inter supporter, you would be hoping for a big favour here. I don't think they're going to get it, but we'll talk more about that later. And then next week, you'll be looking for Sassuolo to do you a favour if you're an Inter Milan fan, as AC Milan travel to Sassuolo, whilst Inter host Sampdoria. So there is really no doubt in my mind, at least on paper, that Inter should win out. They're away to Cagliari this weekend and they finish at home to Sampdoria. These are two teams right down the bottom of the table. Cagliari are fighting for their lives. They're one point inside the relegation zone, with Salernitana now 1 point outside the relegation zone. And that could be a difficult fixture because Cagliari are fighting for their lives. Or you could take the other take where they're down there because they're an inferior team and Inter should win. And then, of course, you have Sampdoria. They're just about out of the relegation conversation, but they've had a pretty poor season. They're having a pretty poor run. They've got 33 points from 36 games. They've lost 21 of 36, and that should be a home banker. And so those 6 points would take Inter Milan onto 84 points. And for AC Milan to win the league, they would actually only need 4 points. So they can win the league if they are level with Inter Milan. So as long as they avoid a defeat against Atalanta this weekend and win on their final day, or vice versa, beat Atalanta this weekend and then avoid a defeat against Sassuolo, they will win the league. And you're probably looking at that and thinking, well, how? Inter Milan have a superior goal difference. The tiebreaker in Italy is the head-to-head records. And so far this season, we've seen one draw between Inter Milan and AC Milan, and we saw AC Milan win away to Inter. It's not really away because it's in the same venue, but you get what I mean. Officially, AC Milan have a win and a draw against Inter, so the head-to-head record benefits AC Milan. So this is a very strong position that Milan are in. They can afford to draw one game as long as they get 4 points from these last two games. They will be the champions, and I just don't see them slipping up here from this position. I do think Inter Milan are going to take maximum points, but I just don't see AC Milan losing any of these two games. And that's what it's going to require. It's going to require AC Milan to lose one of these games, or for AC Milan to fail to win both games. So to draw both of the games, or to lose one and win one, or to lose both, of course. But I don't see that being the case. I think Milan will pick up these 4 points. I wouldn't be surprised if they pick up maximum points from these two games. Sassuolo are just floundering in mid-table, and Atalanta just haven't been the same team this season. They do still have a chance of European football. They are level on points with 59 points with Roma and Fiorentina, so it could be fascinating for the chase for the final Europa League spot. But in order to continue competing for that, I do think Atalanta do need to win out. So that's why I think this game with Milan this week is unquestionably the biggest game of the week. And before we get around to talking about it, we do need to cover these Saturday games first. So we begin with Empoli and Salernitana, which is a key game down the bottom. Salernitana's turn of form actually sees them as the favourite here as a result. They are the 11-10 favourites to win away to Empoli. It's 14-5 on the draw, and it's 11-5 here on Empoli. Despite their form, I find it difficult to take Salernitana here in this spot away to Empoli. I do think that they will win this game, but I thought they would win last week. I was riding Salernitana's form. Luckily, we took a pick there and ended up getting a push. But here, it's difficult to take them as an away favourite. I understand they've improved, but I'm not sure that I'm willing to take them here as a favourite and think that they've improved to this extent where they're going to go on this incredible run and they're going to make sure that they do stay in Serie A. I still think Cagliari are going to have their say. For this game, I can certainly see both teams finding the net. Both teams have scored in each of Empoli's last four games, all of which have featured over 2.5 goals. In fact, a total of 20 goals. So tacking on the over 2.5 goals for the both teams to score here does carry you into plus money territory here narrowly at 21-20. Salernitana have seen both teams net in six of their last seven matches, including in each of their last four straight. And the equaliser last week, unfortunately for us, came in the 100th minute. So that was a bit of a heartbreaking push. And the visitors have seen over 2.5 goals scored in four of their last seven games. So we're going to take the both teams to score, and we will take the risk of tacking on the over 2.5 here to get yourself the plus money at 21-20. But I've no real confident pick here who wins this game. I think Salernitana will win this game, but given their form throughout the whole season, I'm not suddenly going to take them as an away favourite just because they've seemingly found some confidence and the ability to win matches. Up next, we look at Udinese versus Spezia, where Udinese, the 10-11 favourites, is 14-5 the draw, and it's 3-1 here on Spezia. Spezia are still down there, and they could still be relegated. They're on 33 points. Salernitana win this weekend, they go level with Spezia, and then essentially, if Cagliari get beaten by Inter Milan, it's over. If Salernitana win this weekend and Cagliari don't, Spezia and Salernitana are safe. It's over because they can't catch them. You do have the possibility of Genoa being able to catch them if they can win this weekend and move on to 31 points. We'll talk about Genoa shortly. But if that isn't the case, along with Spezia losing as well, then the relegation race is over. Do I think that will happen here against this Udinese side, who have been very, very inconsistent throughout the last few weeks? They have been involved in a lot of games that have had a lot of goals. That has been their main consistency. No, I think Udinese will win this game. And I think given the goals that have been scored in the last few games, you could probably take the over 2.5 goals as well. Spezia have lost each of their last four games, including conceding a total of 12 goals in their last four matches. Udinese have only lost two of the last eight matches, six of which have contained over 2.5 goals, with Udinese actually scoring 19 goals in their last eight games. So I'm going to take Udinese to win. I'll tack on the over 2.5 goals. We could get a contribution here as well from Spezia, who have only failed to score in one of their last 13 outings. But I don't care how it happens. I just want Udinese to win. And I want the over 2.5 goals to cash alongside it. This is a big plus money play here, which is available at the price of 9-5. So just short of plus 200 here for this one. Up next, we look at the game here between Verona and Torino, where Verona are the 5-4 favourites. It's 13-5 on the draw. And it's 2-1 here on Torino. You've got two mid-table teams here with nothing really to play for. So obviously the favourites here are the home team playing in front of their supporters. That should give them the extra motivation here in this one. I think this will be a game that features goals and go for over 2.5 here. It should be a wide open game with little at stake. Over 2.5 goals have been scored in three of Verona's last four games. And Verona have actually scored 34 goals in their 18 home fixtures this season. The hosts, however, have the worst defensive record in the top half after shipping 55 goals in Serie A this season. And Torino have seen a minimum of three goals scored in three of their last four contests, including a 4-4 draw against Atalanta. Love the data. I'm going to ride the over 2.5 goals here, and I'm getting it at a surprising price of 10-11 minus 110. Up next, we look at the game here between Roma and Venezia, where Roma are the 1-4 favourites. It's 6-1 on the draw, and it's 11-1 here on Venezia. Venezia showed some fight last week, winning 4-3 at home to Bologna, but I do think they are already down. And this is a very difficult task against a Roma team looking to secure Europa League football. Of course, if they don't do it via their league position, they'll be looking to do it via the Europa Conference League final, which gets them a place in the Europa League next season. And of course, gets Mourinho another trophy. But I think they'll do it via their league position. I think winning this game will be key. And as I said, despite Venezia showing some fight last weekend, I do think they will lose this game to Roma. It's just a case of finding a play because Roma are unbackable here as the 1-4 minus 400 favourites. I will take the risk on Roma to win and both teams to score here at 2-1 plus 200. Venezia had lost 10 consecutive Serie A matches prior to last week's 4-3 win over Bologna, which is why they've gotten themselves into big trouble. The visitors must win this game to avoid being relegated, so they're obviously going to go all-out attack. And Venezia have also seen both teams score in all of the last four games, while both teams have scored in three of Roma's last five. So Roma to win with both teams to score tacked on. It is a big price here of 2-1 plus 200, but I'm willing to take the punt on that as Venezia have to go out and attack here to try and win this game. So I don't think they're going to sit in to try and nick it. And I think this will favour Roma, who will go on to win the game. And I think comfortably in the end, possibly 3-4-1, which will send Venezia down to Serie A B. Moving on to Sunday, and Bologna play Sassuolo in that early kickoff. It's 6-4 on Bologna, 14-5 on the draw, and it's 6-4 here and on Sassuolo. So not an important game here, really, just a mid-table clash in Italy. That's why it's probably difficult to separate the two teams. Bologna lost last weekend against the worst team in the league, and Sassuolo actually have a decent away record. So I would lean Sassuolo here as a pick, given that the away from home this season, they've beaten both of the Milan clubs and Juventus, But my main selection here will be to both teams to score, and I'll tack on the over 2.5 goals here as well. And we still only get the price of 8-11 because it's overwhelming data here for goals in this game. Both teams have scored in 4 of Bologna's last 5 games, which have featured a total of 16 goals, whereas Sassuolo's record of 34 goals scored in 18 away Serie A games can only be bettered by AC Milan, who've scored 38. Sassuolo have seen both teams scoring 9 of the last 10 contests, 8 of which have featured over 2.5 goals. Meanwhile, only Spezia and Salernitana have conceded more away goals than the 35 goals here shipped by the Nerazzurri. So lots of data here for the goals, and we're going to take over 2.5 goals with both teams to score here at the price of 8-11. Up next, we're looking at a game here between Napoli and Genoa, where Napoli are the 4-5 favourites, 21-10 on the draw, as 3-1 on Genoa. I'm surprised Napoli here are only available at 4-5. Now, I understand looking at the league table, it's a must-win game here for Genoa. But going into this, Genoa have faced must-win games for weeks here, and they haven't been able to get themselves out of 19th place. I don't think it's very likely that they're going to go to Napoli here in Napoli's final home game of the season and get a result. Napoli are clear in third place. That's where they're going to finish. They're 4 points ahead of Juventus. So nothing's going to change here for Napoli. But I just don't see any reason why Napoli just turn up here and lose at home to Genoa and don't put forward any effort. So I am surprised to see them here at just 4-5. They are by far the better team. And just because Genoa have more to play for here doesn't necessarily mean that they should be able to get a result. I mean, obviously, Napoli are still priced up as favourites, but I'm just very surprised to see them here as the 4-5 favourites. So I'm going to jump on that. Napoli have won 5 of their last 8 in Serie A. Genoa, on the other hand, have won 3 of their last 33, though all of those victories came in the last 7. Napoli have actually only lost 1 of the last 19 head-to-head meetings against this side, and that dates back to January 2012. And Genoa have only won 1 of their last 18 away league games this season. So everything for me here says Napoli, other than the fact that it means more to Genoa. Genoa are in 19th spot. If they win this, they can move on to 31 points, which will overtake Salernitana if Salernitana lose, or it will put them level on points with Salernitana, draw, or 2 points behind Salernitana where they are now, Salernitana win, but also 2 points behind Spezia, who could get dragged into the relegation race. I have Spezia losing this weekend, but I have Salernitana edging out a victory, so Spezia could get sucked in with a Genoa win, but I don't have Genoa winning, I don't have Cagliari winning, I don't have Venezia winning. So I do think, in my opinion, that the relegated teams will be decided this weekend. That's just my opinion. As for this game, I'm simply going to take Napoli here on the money line at 4-5, -125. Up next, we look at that game of the week. It is the 5 o'clock kickoff. It is AC Milan against Atalanta, and Inter Milan will be desperate for a favourite here from Atalanta. They are the 3-1 underdogs to win this game. It's also 3-1 on the draw, with Milan the 4-5 favourites here on the money line. Milan need a win and a draw, and I think they can get the win here against this Atalanta team. Atalanta should have been so much better this season. They should have been title contenders, but that isn't the way things panned out here as we approach this point of the season. I think Milan will win this game. They are unbeaten in their last 14 league games, and they've won 9 of those. That's title winning form. Atalanta have failed to win any of their last 8 Serie A matches against sides currently in the top half, drawing 3 and losing 5, whilst Milan, on the other hand, have won 6 and drawn 2 of their last 8 such games, and they won the reverse fixture 3-2 in October. And this was while Atalanta were still considered title contenders, although they didn't have a good start to the season. They had a good middle and they've had a poor finish to the season. That's been Atalanta's problem. Are Atalanta capable of winning this game and handing the title to Inter Milan, or are they capable of getting something here and putting big pressure on AC Milan on the final day? Yes, absolutely. Will they do it here? I don't think they will. I think this team are demoralised. They were knocked out of the Europa League. They're knocked out of all the cup competitions. They're going to be battling here for a Europa League spot or a Europa Conference League spot. That's massively underwhelming for them here. Whereas AC Milan are challenging for the title. AC Milan are trying to put themselves back on the world map. It's been a long, long time. I would like to see this happen. I remember the AC Milan teams from the 80s and 90s. It's a shame to see where they've fallen to, but they have a chance to bounce back here and to win the Serie A title. And I think all the neutrals will be supporting AC Milan. And I just think they'll find a way to get these 4 points. And I think they'll get three of them here in this one at the San Siro. So I'm going to take AC Milan on the money line to get it done here at the San Siro at the price of 4-5 -125 here in this one. That win will put even more pressure on Inter Milan, who play in the 7:45 kickoff away to Cagliari, where they are the 1-3 favourites to win their game. It's 17-4 on a draw, and it's 7-1 on Cagliari. Inter Milan had a difficult time last weekend against Empoli. That 4-2 looks like a convincing result, but they were 2-0 down and they spent a long time chasing that fourth goal in the second half, and it looked like it wasn't going to come, and that added the gloss to the victory. I think this will be another Inter victory, and I think to get more value than the 1-3, you can tack on over 2.5 goals here. Inter Milan have scored 22 goals in the last 8 games, and 7 of those games have featured over 2.5 goals, which is why we're going to tack it on. Inter have won 6 of their last 7 league games, and Cagliari have lost 7 of their last 9 Serie A games here. So I think this result will be a result that ultimately sends Cagliari down this weekend. And I will take Inter Milan and the over 2.5 goals, and that collectively together gives you the price of 3-4 here for this one. Closing out with your lock on the show, this is a difficult one this weekend because a lot of the games where you like goals, either over 2.5 goals or both teams to score, or even collectively putting those two selections together for certain games, are really, really juiced. They're overjuiced here. So I do like a lot of goals this weekend, but I don't want to take prices close to -200 or even worse, or even try to make up a parlay where we'd need goals in two different games because we know how that can go wrong. But we are going to take a parlay here on two different selections. So I'm not 100% sure to the point where I want to put one unit on the money line on Napoli to win, given they have nothing to play for. And at the same time, I don't want to put one unit on AC Milan because they are in a real pressure situation. And Atalanta are capable of turning up on the day, despite the fact they have massively underperformed this season. But I'm relatively certain that Milan don't allow Inter through the back door by losing this game, and a defeat would make Inter favourites for the league because they would be 1 point clear going into the final day with an easier game. And I'm pretty sure that Napoli don't lose their game either. I understand they have nothing to play for, but I just don't see how Napoli lay an egg here with a full squad to choose from. All of the full Napoli team will be available. They're going to be playing in their home stadium in front of their rabid home supporters, despite the fact they've got nothing to play for. Turning up here and laying an egg and losing to a team battling relegation is an unacceptable result. So I don't think Milan will lose. I don't think Napoli will lose. In fact, I feel both of them will win. I just don't want to take a unit on either selection. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a pick double here. So a pick parlay. It's going to be Napoli, who are 4-5 on the money line, at 2-5 instead as a pick. And I'm going to take the same selection for AC Milan. It's exactly the same price. They're 4-5 on the money line and they're 2-5 as a pick. So taking two 2-5 favourites here in a parlay, Milan as a pick and Napoli as a pick, gives you the price of 24-25. So you would make a $96 profit of a £100 stake if both of them do go on to win. That's it for me and this edition of Scommessa Italia. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.